What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers and Bold Type fans, we are back to discuss season 2's first and second episode. We can't wait to get into all of the juicy details that happens. And wait a minute, Jane gets fired? We can't contain our excitement, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, ooh, don't kill my vibe.
We're all feeling it.
From executive producers.
I just realized that what I said didn't make sense because we're excited about the episode. Yeah. But it came right after Jane got fired. We're not excited about that. Well, welcome back, guys. I'm so excited to be with you ladies. And we've got a new panel member, Krista, joining us.
Yes.
Before we get into it, I'm your host, Allie Nasta, and I've got Nakia Monet.
Hey, girls.
Bold typers, what's going on? And obviously, our lovely lady Krista is joining
us. Hi, guys.
And Carla Beltran.
Hey, guys. So happy to be back. I'm so excited for the show.
So much to happen in 2 episodes, and we're back in the swing of it. We're back in the good feels, the happiness, the, you know, the struggles that they go through. And it's just so relatable, you know?
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Everything they go through, you're like, oh, yep, that happened to me last week, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, same.
All the boy issues and whatnot. But overall thoughts, guys.
It was really good. I mean, because I remember when we left on the season finale, we were really sad because, like, we're like, it's going to be so long. And I feel like we just left.
Yeah.
So it was really, I love that they gave us 2 episodes. Mm-hmm. It was really good. I liked it a lot.
I agree. I think with everything that happened, the 2 episodes were, like, perfect to give us for a premiere. I think it worked really nicely.
I think so, too, because in the beginning, if we would have just watched 1 episode, I don't think we would have had enough to just kind of come back and be like, oh, yeah, I'm so excited to watch the next episode. Mm-hmm. I think, like, this beginning with the 2 episodes and kind of giving us a background of all of them was definitely exactly what we needed.
It is exactly what we needed. And you know what we thought we needed but we didn't really get is Suttered.
Okay, you guys.
We thought we were getting a Suttered relationship, and they, like, strung it in front of us, and then they just dropped it wholeheartedly.
I don't think that that ship is over yet, but I do have to express the fact that I was super excited while I was watching it in the beginning. I was like, my prediction came true. I knew that Suttered was going to be back. They're totally meant to be. They're totally a ship till the end.
Didn't you predict a wedding?
And then I did. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Carla predicted a wedding.
Relationship.
I predicted they would live together, so I wasn't too far off.
I predicted they were not going to be together. I was right. I knew that. I mean, not to say that they won't get back together.
Yeah.
I think I predicted, like, they need time apart to, like, figure everything out. And I was like, I think in the long run, they'll probably get back together.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't see them lasting at all. Sorry to be all negative.
Really?
Yeah.
Never again?
No, okay. Only because of, like, work, and she's young, like, he's 15 years old, which is nothing wrong with that. It's just that when you're older in your career, you've already done everything.
Yeah.
She's now doing everything that you did 15 years ago.
Yeah,
so exactly. I knew, I'm like, that's always the challenge when you date younger and older people.
That's true.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm not shaming it.
No, I feel you. I feel like they might experiment a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not completely done with each other. But, yeah, I don't know if it's, like, maybe.
I like them hooking up.
Yeah. I don't think it's over. I don't think it's over. That's all I want to say.
Yay, Carla.
That's my statement.
I don't think it's...
Team Suttered all the way.
Yeah,
I mean, they see each other at work every day. So the only way that they won't is if one of them quits. And we both know.
And they still have feelings for each other. So
exactly.
I see them getting it.
It's just together. You have the right person, but not the right timing.
Yeah.
And timing is everything. thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that's just kind of what goes to show, you know, where Sutton isn't ready to dive into a relationship right now because she is just starting out in her career. And maybe 3 years from now, that timing would be perfect to kind of settle down. And then, you know, she's still kind of figuring out that space of where she belongs. And we saw a lot of that these two episodes, you know. She's worried a little bit about how people are perceiving her and where she really fits in to her role there. And being able to feel the difference between my work and what my talents are versus what people are perceiving me as, which Mitzi...
Oh my God. Timing of that couldn't have been any less perfect because it ruined... I think that had a huge thing with her and Richard because that had just happened with Mitzi and she's like, well, now I really can't go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mitzi needs to go.
Mitzi,
I dislike her.
Goodbye.
I mean, I like that they bought in these new characters for season two. And they kind of bought in, like, the antagonizer and someone who's super annoying. Mm-hmm. But she needs to go.
I don't like any of the new characters.
Yeah, you were like, I'm not here for
it. Yeah, none of them are... I'm too...
They don't really... Yeah, they...
Yeah. I don't mind them, but none of them have really stuck out
to
me.
Like, yeah, they're not adding anything to the show that makes me like, oh, like, hey. You
know? I think we're so spoiled and we're so used to, like, our season one crew. But you're right. Like,
that's
the season
totally
two people,
it. We're used to it.
They haven't, like, stuck to us yet.
Yeah.
Right. And then we gave us little sprinkles of these characters so far. Yeah. So I'm sure once they... string them along the storylines a little bit more. And you saw Mitzi smile a little bit when Sutton kind of put her in her place where she's like, okay, you don't, like, I'm not going to be able to walk all over you. I see that now. Mm-hmm. So I think that that kind of helped shift maybe where Mitzi might go. And maybe Mitzi might become a friend and realize, you know, like, in the beginning I was super jealous, but you're inspiring to me. You know, you've set an example of who I would like to be in my career, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's really great. And I really, I enjoy that Sutton... I really enjoy that Sutton chose her career over Richard. So, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, sorry, guys. We're having a problem with the mics on here, so we're going to take them.
I am super happy that she did choose her career first because, I mean, like she said, like, she's like, hopefully I will find love, but I want to have my career, and the right love will come in the right moment. And it's always hard. Like, if we've ever seen The Hills, where you have to choose your career or your love.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget The Hills.
Okay, that is literally, because it's like she chose Jason over Paris.
And we see how that turned out. So, no, but I'm happy that, like, and there's nothing wrong with choosing who you love if that's what you want to do. But I also love that women and men are able to be like, you know what, but this is also what I want to do. And if you love me, you're going to ride with me.
Yes,
Not saying I hate you, but just let me experience my career, and then we can still be together.
Well, like, and also, if you're, like, with the right person, don't you think they're going to contribute to that success?
Exactly.
And it's someone that's,
Twinsies.
Yeah. But it should be someone that's encouraging you and supporting you on the sidelines and cheering you on, and she's looking, but that's, in this specific situation, it is deterring her career.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But in a normal one that wasn't in that situation, it'd be better.
Yeah, I agree.
100%. Because in a normal situation, you would be able to, if you have found love, like, it's going to work perfectly. You won't need to try at it. But it's because they're in those different levels to where he's experienced all this. He's been able to build those grounds for his career. And now she's just trying to figure it out on her own. And she just wants to do that. But I think that, you know, if it's love and the timing pans out correctly, then Richard will be waiting for her. And they'll have the lovely wedding that Carla would like.
And if they're meant to be, they will always be. And I totally think they're meant to be forever.
There you go.
Richard's hot.
Richard is hot.
Just gonna leave that out.
I don't know why. Like, I don't think he looks like a Richard.
He doesn't look like a Richard.
Whenever I see his face, I always am like, what's your name again? And I'm like, I know it's Richard in my brain, but it doesn't want to connect with it.
Yeah,
no, I agree.
Totally stalked him on Instagram.
He's hot.
And I was like,
as we all have.
He's married, has a child. Congratulations.
Good luck with
We're so kind of happy for you.
And if anyone who watches the Ball Tech, well, like Gossip Girl fans, and you know he was on Gossip Girl, and he's been on other shows as well, but he hasn't aged. He's really, really good looking. He's gonna go out there again. But you're right, I don't see him as a Richard. Because Richard's like an older name.
Yeah, and he doesn't, I know he is older, but he doesn't look it.
No.
Yeah,
he needs to give you a long, young name.
It's funny, he looks like he's like maybe 28.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think when I looked up his age, I was like, no.
Exactly. I had the same reaction this week.
So you looking good, Richard.
Yeah.
AKA Dick. Because that's what Kat called him. That is the surname for Richard.
That's better.
You know what? Let's get into Kat and Adina and the love that Kadena shares. Ooh. How excited were you to see that they came back together? Yes. All of us were so worried that last season they were just going to maybe separate or things weren't going to work out. So how excited were you to see that they came back together and they're actually a relationship?
I'm so stoked. I know that I'm pretty sure we predicted that she was going to go. It wasn't going to work out and Adina had to stay. But then while we were doing Freeform TV News, we found out that they were both on set. So I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to be back. They're going to be together. And I'm just so excited to finally see them back on screen together and just to have this dynamic duo put together. And I'm really excited to have them back.
I'm really excited because I think season one, we all wanted that
show. Yes.
That was we were
waiting for
it. Going to be it. So I love seeing them together. I love seeing them come off the plane together. I love seeing them open. Well, Kat really more open than Adina. Yeah. But I get it because she has reservations. But I just love that relationship. But because I am who I am, I also love the whole, like, Kat and Alex situation.
I know, I'm feeling that too.
I just like drama and I like the whole, but I love her and Adina together. It's beautiful. Right. But I love for someone to just pop in just a little bit and
spice things up a bit.
Yeah. I like that. But they're like one of the most beautiful couples ever. So.
Yeah.
And I think Kat has really come into her own since the relationship's progressed. So it's like cool watching her character deal with this as a first, you know, it's all new to her. So
yeah.
That's been cool too.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up because I think it's such a, it's a wonderful experience that we're getting as an audience too, because they don't really share that on TV much. They just show, you know, relationships happening and all of these girls are going through real stages of life, real experiences, and it's not just like a story plot line to where you're just like getting a glimpse of it and then they shoot over to another character. Like, we're really living out these scenarios. So I find that that's what's so special about this show, because you're getting to live this with them and like really bond with these characters and know who they are and see them grow. And I think that Kat and Adina have grown, and I think it's such a great payoff for us, because last season we were all wondering like, what's going to happen? And they kind of got the push and pull. And so it's nice that we're finally, okay, cool, we're going in strong. Their love for each other is like just so passionate and fun to watch. And it's just, they're so supportive of each other.
Yeah. They really are.
Because they're women and we get it.
Yeah,
that is true.
I'm just saying. No, what I do love, and we've been bigging up the bold type writers since day one. We love them. What I love about the show is how, like you just said, how realistic it is. Because when you're watching, you can literally see yourself in one of these people. So the fact that they have a young woman who's bisexual, who's never really had a lesbian relationship, being an amazing relationship with a lesbian woman. It's just a real, because there's really people in those situations.
Yeah, right.
A biracial girl, an open Muslim woman. Like, I love stuff like that. So I love that the bold type does that, because I think someone sitting at home could be like, oh, wait,
that's me.
Or I'm going through that. So I love their relationship. But because I'm evil, I want them to break up.
And wait, really?
Just so she can hook up with Alex and then break up with him and then get back with Adina.
I think they are going to go through some stuff.
It's TV.
I don't know if I want it to.
It's TV and I like the drama. Mm-hmm. Not like, I want them just for a little bit, just for her to play. Out. And then come back together at the end.
Okay, now I have to ask you. Sutton also slept with Alex, though.
Listen.
One time.
But she really loves Richard. See, and this is where I think the show will get interested, because then it will do the whole girl code situation.
Yeah, that's true.
Does a friend cross those boundaries? Mm-hmm. Well, Kat, I'm just making this all up. I don't know. I'm not a book type writer. But it opens those doors, because this is real life. Like, we're all at work. We all work together. We're friends. Can I cross that line? Mm-hmm, do you still like him? You know what I'm saying? And I just love the drama, y'all.
Yeah. I can see drama happening, but just like maybe not in the Kat and Adina space, because I just feel like they're building something so strong before our eyes, and maybe, I don't know if it would be something where there's a hookup that would wedge something between them. If anything, I think it would be, you know, a job or career move that might wedge something between the two of them. Just because I see that they're really building this foundation it's kind of hard to break right now, and I don't know, I don't know if I see that. But, I mean, like you said, Nikia, writers like to add the drama, so, I mean, anything could happen
just
at this point.
Saying. And it just makes good TV.
Yeah.
It's true.
And Kat does tend to kind of go off of her emotions, like off the coattails of her emotions, and doesn't really think she thinks, but, like, it's usually just, like, the tweet that she sent last season and jumping on the plane and buying the $10,000 plane ticket.
Exactly.
You know, she just kind of goes for it. So
it's interesting.
Well, I kind of see the career coming in hand, or not in hand, but like kind of coming between them, because we kind of saw that at the beginning where she's not really supportive of her. I kind of got that.
Different lifestyles, I yeah. think. So her in this world is totally new to her, yeah. like in Kat's world. So I just think it's a little bit uncomfortable right now. It's yeah. new. So yeah, I think that could be a stepping stone they have to make.
To see how they make her character, like, she can go with the two roles. She can be really insecure and be like, you know what, this really is not insecure, but like, this isn't for me. Or she can do the whole, like, you know what, this isn't for me, but I support you and I love you. And then we can see them live happily ever after.
It's like a spotlight thing, I think. It is. Yeah. She's just not used to it.
Well, mm-hmm. and that kind of would make sense in the sense that, you know, Adina is an artist, and it's very laid back in the sense that things happen at her own time. Yeah. And I think with Kat, I think that's what we were seeing in the first episode, that it's mm-hmm. very confusing because she's thinking, wait, you have to go to work now all day, and yeah. and I should come in front of an entire group of people yeah. at lunch. That's mm-hmm. different because she usually just has a studio, and, mm-hmm. and she can sit back in the coattails while people look at her art. And, you know, so that's just kind of something that I think could be a struggle that arises.
Yeah.
So.
Totally.
But craziness is the fact that Adina has been introduced to Kat's parents already. Ooh, were you guys shocked to see this happen?
I love it.
I was like very soon, especially for a Kat who this is new to her. I was like, okay, we're going there. All right.
I think that the fact that she spent so many weeks with her outside in a different country kind of made the relationship stronger. Mm-hmm. And if she was ready, if she's like, I really like her and I wanted to meet your like my parents, I think that's a huge step for you to take. Yeah. But you had to be comfortable in your relationship to be able to do that, because it's scary to bring a new person to your family and be like, oh, hey, this is, you know, the person I'm dating. Because family is so quick to just, like, say everything.
Yeah. And we were talking about this while we were watching the episode, and it's really, it's nerve-wracking introducing your parents to anything of your life. Yeah. When you get older and you introduce them to your apartment, they're like, oh, this neighborhood's a little sketchy. Or and like they, Kat's parents were like, oh, well, she seems a little young or immature. And it's just because parents are just, they always want to find those things to try to protect you from things that could possibly harm you. And I think that's just like where it is. But it is, it's nerve wracking, and it's a vulnerable place to put yourself in by being like, well, here's my parents already.
But I also like that Adina was able to like speak her mind in front of us. Because you know, when you're meeting people's parents, you're nervous, you want to make a great impression.
So true.
So sometimes you're not really saying what you want to say, but I love that she's like, no. Yeah. Sorry, don't agree with what you guys are talking about. And I love that. And though I think they were a little thrown off, I hope to see that they're actually impressed by her. Because they are doctors. They're psychiatrists. They work with the mind. So I hope that they're down the line, when they see their daughter actually really happy, they're like, you know what? We like this girl.
Yeah.
You know what's kind of funny, though, is to think that when they said that Adina was a little bit immature or seemed rebellious or anything, it was weird because it flipped something in my mind, because I've always seen Kat as younger than Adina.
Same.
So I've never seen that switch. Right. So that was kind of interesting for me to hear.
I think, I don't know if it's just as parents that's their perspective, but as a viewer watching this relationship, I always would have called it out as her Adina.
The other way around. Yeah, I think her parents are like, because she's a rebel, it comes off immature. But I'm like, I don't think that makes you immature. I think when you have, and then I realize when Kat speaks to her parents kind of raised her in these rose-colored glasses, kind of like in a safe haven. And though I think they let her express herself, I think having someone as like a rebel, and they call it a rebel, I say she's speaking her mind.
Right.
So I think her dad was just a little thrown off, like, oh, wow, whoa. She really speaks her mind, and I think he was like a little
taken aback.
Yeah,
that's true. That. And I mean, Adina straight up said, like, this is just how I am, and this is how I've always been. So it's hard for me to kind of understand how somebody wouldn't want to just go out there and say, this is me, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But that's kind of the cool part of this relationship is Adina is really pushing her to be herself in a great way. It's not like overbearing where you're like, whoa, like, slow your roll, you know? Yeah. It's really inspiring.
And can I just say shout out to them, because they communicate.
Yes!
A lot. And a lot of relationships, man and woman, woman and man and man, woman, like, black people just
relationships
in general do not communicate. So the fact that these two adult women, if there is a conflict, they talk about it, I'm like, yo, bravo.
Yes,
100% agree.
Communication is hard for a lot of people, and that's why so many people divorce, break up, because it's hard to speak to your partner. So I'm like, come on, girls. Show relationships that you can actually communicate, and when there's something wrong, like with the whole situation of the cunnilingus situation, usually, like, couples would be all weird, and she's like, no, let me just sit you down, and we'll talk about this, and they both talk to each other, so I love seeing that.
And talking in a tone where, like, it was sincere, you know, because she could have been like, or she could have been like upset. Nobody was yelling. I think that's the best way that they could have handled it.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to see that this couple is able to talk things through.
Hashtag communication.
It's so true.
Hashtag bold communication.
Bold communication. Well, and how many times have you seen an episode of some of your favorite TV show and you see your favorite couple and you're like, you're just lying to each other. Like, yeah. Everybody's lying. And then it just trickles on this huge effect. And then it just becomes this mess. And then obviously you know that when that blow up happens, your favorite TV couple is breaking up. No matter what.
Yeah.
And so this, like, we got the communication to the forefront. So that was fun.
Yeah. We got to see them actually working on their... So even though I'm like, I want the drama, at least I know if that was happening, we can actually see... a relationship that they're working on it together. Yeah. So I love that about them.
And you know what? I think that if she does do something with Alex, she'll come back and talk to her about it. And the relationship will continue.
Because they're women and women were great. No shade to the guys, but women were just... Hashtag we just talk about everything.
Yeah, we do.
That's we really do.
It's like, we just put a lock and key in our mouth. And then
man there to be like, not in the mood. They're like, let's both talk about it right now.
Right. The women are like, let's talk all night.
Yeah,
it'll be so much fun.
That's how they're working.
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, speaking of people who speak their minds, we've got Jane. Who doesn't really know how to not speak her mind in a way.
My girl.
So, yeah, I mean, Jane kind of went through a lot in these past two episodes. You know, she's starting her new job at Insight, trying to figure out how she's going to work on this new imprint and really empower women and figure out where her niche is there and where she belongs. But she keeps running into Jacqueline, like, everywhere and keeps wanting to talk to her and ask her advice on things where Jacqueline seems to be like, like, keep going, keep doing the great thing. But at the same time, she's kind of like, well, like, you left. Like, I don't really need to guide you anymore.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's great about Jacqueline is she's such a great mentor, so she will constantly be there. But Jane's just a little confused as to where she belongs.
I want her to be my mentor.
Right? Well, sorry.
You go first.
She's no longer going to be confused because she just got fired.
That goes in with that. Does anyone feel like Jacqueline this whole time knew that
she
Yeah.
I feel like every time they have conversations, she's like, I've been there. I was you at one point. You'll be back.
Yeah.
It's good for you, but you'll, you know.
I think she's like the mom where she's like, I know
she totally is.
The mistakes you're going to make, but I need for you to fall on your face and you're going to realize it. Because you're right. Like, every time she would talk to her, she's like, okay, awesome. So nice.
So happy for you.
But she knows that she's going to want to
come. I'll see you too.
She loves Jane and she knows how amazing Jane is and how precious she
and
is.
And they do have that mother-daughter relationship. She's like that with all of her.
Exactly.
Girls. She's great. Yeah.
And I don't think we will ever wow, I can't speak. We will ever forget how season one started with episode one where she talks about the writer who says that Scarlett was like the big sister she never had.
Right.
And I think that that's the perspective that Jane is trying to get to that she couldn't have at Insight. You know, Insight just seems kind of like the company that trashes everybody else. And it's trying to be like, oh, we pull out the truth. But really, they don't put out, they only put out the truth that they want to put out. And that's not who Jane is. So I'm really happy. I'm really happy that she went through the stage and she learned. But now she's out of that stage. She'll be unemployed the next episode. But for episode four, she will be back at Scarlett in the closet talking with the girls.
She definitely will. But it is kind of hard to know that, like, she is struggling and going through these, you know, where do I go? Where do I belong? But I think that's how everybody feels when you're starting out a career and you're just always wondering which decision is the best decision. Am I making the best
thing?
For my career, you know? And it always feels as if, you know, this was a wrong choice. Maybe I should have done this differently. But at the end of the day, everything happens for a reason and everything's set in your path for a reason. So even your failures are actually, they're positives that lead you to the next great thing and you have to fail in order to succeed.
Yeah. Exactly. And you'll never know unless you take that leap or that jump. Because if you don't, then you'll suddenly be like, well, what if?
Yeah, I wonder
what if.
You think about it.
You know? So when you do and you're like, maybe this wasn't a good idea, at least now you know. I know now how to do things a little bit differently.
Exactly. And I think that that's another great point that this show really showcases is failure. Because, I mean, that's everybody's scared of failure. Everybody's scared of doing something wrong or being scolded for something, you know, because we've been told
since day one, you know, getting an F means you're terrible. Doing this, like, there's a certain box that everybody's put themselves in growing up, you know? So I think that this show, like, even if you're successful and even though you have a career and you think you're at the top of it, like, you can always fall, but you can also pick yourself back up, which I'm sure Jane's going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, the show just, like, honestly, when I'm watching it.
It empowers you. It makes you feel so much better about where you are in that stage of your life.
I'm not doing so bad.
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, there's so much content that's on TV, but this is, and I'm not saying it's because I'm on the panel, but this is one of my favorite shows because it's so relatable. Like, I remember growing up watching Sex and the City, but I was young. So at, like, 12, I didn't understand it. So as an adult, I now watch and I'm like, oh, cool. But the fact that, like, we can watch this now and be like, yo, this is what we're going through in life, love, relationships, parents,
mental, social media.
Social media.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's such a great show and it's so real. And that's why I think we all love it.
Yeah. There's just, and it's funny because there's always so many things that they go through in the just one episode. Yeah. Wait, I need to write this down. Like, this is what I
would do. What happened?
Yeah. It's so good. But yeah. It's
literally my life.
I'm just excited to see where Jane ends up going from here. And I am glad that she was able to speak her truth.
Yeah.
Because I think that would have been something that holds her back. And Victoria is just awful.
Yeah.
They don't deserve her. I'm sorry. They don't. But also, no.
That doesn't seem fair that, like, it's one thing to edit someone's work, but to actually change the words of what someone wrote, I just don't feel like
that's not editing. That's rewriting. Yeah. That's a rewrite. Yeah. Totally rewrite.
And then you're putting it up on the site without letting them know. Like, I changed your
whole story.
She should
have just changed the author to herself. To herself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Because at that point, she had changed.
Like, idea by.
Yeah. Research by.
Yeah.
Right. But this is, writing. It would be a good lesson for Jane, because I think when she was at Scarlet, she felt like she couldn't really voice the type of story she wanted to do. And I think this will actually teach her patience. And I think that's what Jacqueline was trying to get across her. But again, she had to take that leap herself. So I think now if she does come back to Scarlet, she'll be like, okay, I now know I'm a great writer. I now know the stories. I now need the patience and everything will be cool, because Scarlett would have never done that and taken my words. And
I think it's also going to be a lesson for her to learn that journalism and writing in general, it's not all picture. You, no matter where you are, there you have to deal with both sides and opinion pieces and, you know, who you're working for. So I think she just thought this would be an easy, she could write whatever she wants. Yep. So I think she's learning a valuable lesson, too, that it's not that easy. So Scarlett really wasn't trying to deter her. It's just how the world works.
Yeah. And I also think that I feel like she's in some sort of race for herself to try and get somewhere. I feel like she has some sort of timeline in her mind, which I think it's really important for people to talk about, because nowadays people are like, oh, you're 30 and not married, or oh, you're 25 and not even, like, dating somebody, or, like, there's different timelines that you're like, oh, you don't have a house, or you don't have this, or you don't have that, when really, it's a new generation, it's different, and whatever she's racing towards, she needs to just take a chill pill and, like, just be like, you know what, it's okay, like, you're okay and you're on your way. And my mom always tells me, like, you can't eat cinnamon and whistle at the same time.
I like that.
No.
You know, and it's like, you if you want to get somewhere, and this is one thing that I did to get me to where I want to be, it's like you write down at the top, like, where you want to be, and then you'd write down, like, different things that are going to help you, and then you narrow it down to, like, daily things that you can do that will help you reach to the top. But it all takes time. Like, it's day by day so by day, ladder. Story by story. Like, she just started off as a writer in season one. Like, we just saw her transition from an assistant to a writer. And then she was like, well, I'm a great writer and Scarlett's not letting me write what I want to write, so goodbye. And it's like, that was taken, I feel like we knew she was going to come back just because she's not ready to go out on her own and be able to be like, oh, I know how to detach my personal feelings from the story that I'm writing, because she's used to Scarlett and writing from a big sister perspective rather than a perspective of, like, oh, this is the story, this is what I have to write, even though it's the truth and it sucks.
Mm-hmm. I agree. She needs to take a chill pill. But it's just how we all are right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's just as millennials, we're now like, oh, I need to be doing this at an age. And it's also social media, too, which plays in.
You're watching everyone else do things that you think you should be doing or that you're doing and they're not doing. It's a dangerous game.
Actually, oh my gosh, I want to find this there was a quote from Bill Murray, and it was basically something about social media and saying how, like, we constantly are comparing ourselves, but we basically need to live in the moment. And it is so true, because we don't need to compare ourselves to others, because we all do have a specific timeline of things and when they're going to work out, different paths and different timing. And I think that a lot of people need to realize it's okay. And I think comparing the followers or comparing everybody's experiences or looks or whatever, like, that's not healthy or good for everyone. No. And what's most important is the fact that everybody is beautiful and in their own way. Everybody is genius in their own mind, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not math, but maybe it's art. Maybe it's not art, but it's like you are very strategic, you know? Or, you know, so I just think that that's something that on the underlying... Oh, yes. Oh, thanks. Can you read it to us, Brie?
Okay. It says, social media is training us to compare our lives instead of appreciating everything we are. No wonder why everyone is always depressed.
Exactly.
Bill Murray's the best. Well, it's obviously just a little, like, he was being a little cynical by it, too. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I just feel like it is true in a way, and we kind of see, like, how, you know, Jane didn't even realize what she was saying, and it just kind of got swept up in the fire of everything. Yeah. And it was just something. She was just trying to write her truth, and it came across a different way, so... Yeah. I mean, it's just, I think everybody's just so, this is kind of, I'm the, going off.
No, but it
is. Yes. This is kind of getting into our special segment, which is awesome.
No, and they play it on the show. Social media is huge. So
right.
So central. And plus, you show your best parts of your life on social media. And you don't see even all the shitty things that happen in life.
No.
Because why would you post that? So people get so caught up in that. And they forget that everyone's, like, struggling behind the scenes, too.
Yeah.
Right. Like, like, the best thing is that, like, they're, like, people are like, oh, wow, your day looks so great. I'm like, really? I worked, like, 15 hours, still haven't slept, need to shower, haven't done laundry.
That's selfies from 3 weeks ago.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Seriously.
I do want to give a quick shout-out. Shout-out to everybody that is in the live chat. For those who are listening to us, if you can visually watch us on YouTube, we do have a live chat. And we have some peeps. Mac McKenzie says, I was so happy when Sutton chose her career over Richard. They're good together. Yes. But I feel like Sutton needs to work on her career first and find out if she still wants to be with Richard. So shout out to Mac McKenzie. Shout out to Dawn Fan Forever.
Love you guys.
Love y'all.
Also, if you guys are listening on our podcast, be sure to give us a little 5-star rating. And please comment and let us know what you guys want this season. We will be having fun topics that we're going to bring to you at the end of every show, as well as some news and gossip. So if you have any other suggestions for us, please let us know. And make sure to tweet and comment below in the YouTube and just let us know what you like, what you don't like, and how we can make this an amazing season and recap for you guys. Because... I mean, we all love being here together. Talking about this show is just so
amazing.
Much fun.
Yeah.
It is.
Everything.
It's everything. But yeah, well, really quick, before we get into our special segment, I want to talk about just, like, the relationship of the girls and how they're still getting together, even though they're kind of, and they're going in their separate directions and ways with their careers. So even though that they can't actually physically be together, they try to find different ways to still be in the closet. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's really fun. And then obviously they find the closet at the
coat room.
The coat room. And they all go to the wrong juice place.
Which I love.
Yeah. But it's just struggle. Seeing them together is just so much fun. And they just show they're just themselves. And they're just like, listen, you know, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to do this. And we're going to be there to pick you back up when you're falling down.
And it's so important to have, like, to kind of see a relationship with friends like that.
Yeah.
For you to want to do that, the same thing with your own friends. You know, I think we've grown up with a lot of television of, like, so much drama and girls being against each other, that right now it's so important to have something to look up to. And this relationship between these girls is phenomenal. Like, they'll get into arguments and they'll have disagreements, but at the end of the day, they'll come back and they'll still be there for each other.
Communication is key.
And they're communicating. They communicate about things that some people are not comfortable about talking about, and they were comfortable about hearing about it, talking to them about it, and it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
We love
supporting
each
other.
Yeah.
No one's tearing each other down except
for
Mitzi.
Hashtag
Mitzi. Mitzi, come on. She you guys. Go.
It's women supporting women.
Exactly.
Yeah, come
that's
on.
What we need more of.
And you know what we need more of?
What?
Jane and this new little love interest.
Ooh, I know.
I feel like this smile that he's got. I think he's in, like, in Jane and Sutton.
No, I think he likes Sutton. I mean, yeah, now that she's in, he's not mad about it. But when she first came, he was like, oh, I thought I was going to hook up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that little smile, he's got like a...
But I like that Jane says, like, and I think it was the first episode, the second episode, she's like, I just want to like guys again. Yeah. Which is like a fact where it's like, you're single, you're working, you're so busy, and it's like, oh, how do I talk to guys again?
You forget what it's like.
How do I date again? So it was cute to see them kind of dancing and being awkward and flirty, but that is interesting because I thought he did like Sutton, so...
I'm sure he's, you know, he's just getting to know both, but I think at first he was like, I thought we were connecting.
Yeah, especially because throw her in here. Do you guys think he looks a little bit like Richard? Or was that just me?
A little bit. He's like a perfect combination of Richard and Pinstripe.
Yeah,
like
a professional.
Yes,
where is Pinstripe? Obviously, he comes back, I think, right?
He comes back.
#Pinstripe. I'm here for
Pinstripe.
That.
Yeah. We're waiting for Jane Stripe to be back in action. Well, ladies, I think that kind of like wraps up the recaps of the episode, and then. Every week now, we would like to be bringing you guys a fun, bold topic segment where we talk about one of the main things that happened in the episode and kind of just talk about how it relates to real life and reality. And I think one of the main overarching themes of this episode in this series that we can obviously hone in on is just like support and supporting each other. And I think just remembering that you are special and you're amazing and your quirks and your flaws are only things that make you that special person that you are. And I wanted to talk about one of my favorite quotes from the episode that Jacqueline said. And she said, we cannot dim our light for what makes us special.
That's a great one.
I have a favorite quote, but it's not even close to
Is it that beautiful?
It's not even beautiful. It's the complete opposite of what, like, Jacqueline said.
I mean, it's okay. Go for it.
Because we're talking about support and sisterhood, and what I love about them and their friendship is that they stick together, and they talk about everything, even the taboo thing. One of my favorite quotes was at the top of the episode when Sutton says, if you masturbate on a plane, will you be charged for hijacking? I loved it because it was cute and funny because, like, as girlfriends and even as friends, sometimes we're not as comfortable to have these cool conversations and to be as open with your girlfriend. So I love that they're able to do that, joke with each other, talk about sex, family, relationships, and work.
Life's so much better when you have someone to talk to about that stuff. Yeah.
That was my favorite quote.
I agree. I like that.
Well, it's true, and the support of just sisterhood and just the show and everything, it's hard because just like we saw in this episode, with social media and the ways that your words can be twisted and people are so quick to judge you and kind of jump on you for anything that you might think or do wrong.
Or say.
Social media is scary.
It's just so scary. But I think it's so important to just like have that person that like can like listen to you and just like be goofy and have fun and
not
your friends.
That's literally
sorry.
We are like connecting.
Today. We're in sync and I love it.
I know, me too. But going back towards this, the support system and then just the way that the girls feel, I think it was really important to kind of, this show really focused on how to really embrace yourself and who you are, because starting with Kat and the whole label subject, and then with Sutton and not feeling comfortable as being a woman, and then Jane and not being able to like speak her truth or like what she wanted to do, and all of these are just examples of certain things that we go through as well, where you're like, oh, I'm like, I'm the female at work and people probably around me think that I'm doing something wrong, or like I did something to be where I am today.
Flirting with guys.
Flirting with guys, where you really just, you're having a conversation with people.
Right. And like, I'm like, just getting coffee.
Yeah.
That's
like,
my issue every day.
And I'm like, yo, it's cool.
It's like,
I'm just really friendly, guys.
Exactly.
Which, yeah, it shows their strengths, and they're making them out to be their weaknesses, and they need to like hone in on them.
Yeah, especially because like there's so many people. People don't want to see you succeed.
Yeah.
That's the sad truth.
We want to see you succeed.
But in all reality, people, when you're doing better than somebody else, they want to bring you down to where they're at.
Don't let them.
And you should not let anybody put you down with whatever you're doing. And if you're having a problem, if it's like, you know what, I'm actually not comfortable with my personality because it's bringing this attraction by these men that is not desirable, then okay, then you talk about it. You're like, what are the things that I could change to do? But that's more of your choice, not because somebody's telling you like, oh, you shouldn't be this way because this is not right. And it's just embracing the fact that you're okay and you're on your way, no matter where you are in life, no matter where you are in your career, no matter where you are in a relationship. It's okay. Like, it's going to be in in 5 years from now, you're going to laugh at this situation. Yeah. And it's going to be 100%. A lot. It's going to be better. And it's, I totally support people who are like, you know what, I'm struggling through my career right now. And it's like, okay, let's have a cup of coffee and talk about it. Especially with so many people struggling with daily life things that sometimes don't talk about it and they keep it in, and that turns into depression, and the depression proceeds, and it's really tough when you're all by yourself and you're not able to talk to anybody. So talk to your friends, be open, support each other. We're all here looking for the same thing. We all want to make it to the top, and why not make it to the top together? I think that's like the best way to
do it. And we will be here every Tuesday, guys.
For you, for life advice.
Every Tuesday. To talk about our favorite gals on the Bold Type, and don't let anybody dull your sparkle.
Okay.
Alrighty. No. Well, we gotta sparkle get into kindness. Some predictions because we're running out of time. Man, an hour goes by so quick.
It really does.
Predictions. Alrighty, Nakia, go for it.
My prediction is gonna be all evil. No, I'm kidding. I'm gonna stop being so mean this season. I think. But you know what, though? I will say my predictions are always on point season
They're
one.
They're right.
They were.
And people were like, right, do you know the Bold Type writers?
I'm That's
like,
true. I they did say them. That. They did
yeah,
say that.
Yeah, people were like, are you like in cahoots with them? And even the Bold Type writers would tweet me. And I'm like, hey, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey. No, I'm going to predict. I do see Jane coming back to Scarlet, but not immediately. I see like maybe the third or fourth episode.
Yeah.
I do see her trying to be on her own a little bit to see what it's like to be independent. Because she's independent. So I would like to see her spread her wings a little bit. I do see Kat and Adina down the line. I don't see it being a perfect fairy tale. Sorry, y'all. But not because, like, it's going to end and it's never going to be back together. I just think as they're dealing with their relationship, they're going to just have a little bumps in the road with Adina dealing with Kat's, like, popularity and Kat dealing with, like, her first, like, really big relationship and lesbian relationship. So I think they're going to work some things out. But I do think down the line, Kat may, like, make out with Alex. Mm-hmm. And her and Adina might get back together.
What?
I do see Sutton. I think so, Sutton and Richard definitely still love each other, but I do think they're going to throw it. I think we're going to see more new characters, and I would love to see, like, the Sage Girl is there, and we now see that really cute guy at the bar, so interested to see, like, if he's going to talk to Jane or Sutton, but I see a lot of commotion, but good commotion.
Yeah. No, I think there's going to be some commotion with the new guy, the doctor, and Jane and Sutton a little bit, I think, because he's going to think he was into her, and then Jane's going to get all excited, so maybe something with that. And then I also think she's obviously going to go back to Scarlet Jane, but I think it's going to be she's going to be pretty stubborn about it at first, so I think it's going to take a bit, and then, you know, you're going to need money, so but like Jacqueline, I think, is also not going to make it super easy for her.
Right. Yeah. Totally. All right, Carla, why don't you do one quick prediction?
Okay, very quickly, I think Richard and Sutter are going to take a break, but they're still going to be hooking up together. Sorry, you guys. Sutter had to be my first prediction. Ken and Adina will definitely have bumps in the road. I totally agree with you. I don't know if it'll be with Alex, but it might be with a new character. And I would like to, going back to Sutter, I would like to see maybe a new girl come into the play.
Ooh,
for Richard, rather, because we already had Sutton get a guy. Good. Yeah, new girl for Richard would be awesome. You could call me. I'm available. I'm just and what else? Jane, I really honestly, I think that Jane's just going to be back episode 4 at Scarlet because she's going to struggle too much next episode. Yeah. And it's not necessary for her to be employed for much longer than a week.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Right. I'm totally down with all the predictions. I don't even know what to think because this season's already starting off so strong. We love you guys so much. We are so thankful for you guys joining us, and we can't wait to discuss it every Tuesday here at AfterBuzz TV at 9 p.m. Nakia, where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me on social media at The Bold Type. No, I'm kidding. You guys can find me on social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Hey, guys. You can find me all over at Krista Flengy.
And hey guys, you can find me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
And hey guys, Allie Nasty here. Find me on Instagram at Allie Girl. And of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We will see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.